We're reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. And the Spirit immediately drove him into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." The Gospel of the Lord. Immediately. Mark's Gospel uses the word immediately a lot. There's a real sense of urgency. Things happen really fast in Mark's Gospel. When we heard about the man being healed from leprosy, immediately he was healed after Jesus touched him. We're still in the first chapter of Mark, the first chapter, and Jesus has already driven out unclean spirits, healed Peter's mother-in-law and the bunch of others who came to him, healed a man with leprosy, and this is all before the ninth verse of the first chapter. Jesus is really on the move here in Mark. There's not the long teaching discourses that there are in John's Gospel. The Jesus that's portrayed in Mark's Gospel is on the move, getting things done. And now in today's Gospel, we have it that immediately after Jesus is baptized, because that's what came right before this Gospel, Jesus was baptized, and immediately after, the Spirit drives him into the wilderness. Now, the Spirit doesn't just encourage Jesus to go into the wilderness, but it's an intense feeling of being driven into the wilderness. Now, the version of Jesus' sojourn is very different from Matthew and Luke's. Mark purposefully omits the specific temptations posed to Jesus by Satan. We hear that Jesus is tempted, but tempted how? Now maybe Mark omits the specific banter back and forth between Jesus and Satan so that the listeners of Mark's Gospel can perhaps conclude that Jesus may have been tempted about his mission. So Jesus had just been baptized and had a private revelation that he was God's Son, God's beloved. That has got to be a lot for a carpenter from Nazareth to process. What does being God's son, God's beloved, mean to Jesus? Did he perhaps feel driven to immediately go and pray and discern the full scope and meaning of his revelation? And notice that Mark has Jesus going to the wilderness. Mark specifically chose the word wilderness rather than desert. But if you've ever been in some of the isolated parts of the desert of Israel, I can assure you, because I have, they really are a type of wilderness. But why does Mark choose wilderness rather than desert? Well, specifically, in the book of Numbers, it states that the Israelites were tested in the wilderness during their sojourn to the Promised Land. And so Mark portrays Jesus as going through his own Passover, his own Exodus. But what is Jesus' Passover? He's leaving one form of life, his life as a carpenter, and he's passing over into his role of bringing the good news. Just as the Israelites passed over from a life of slavery to freed people, Jesus passes over from living the life of a humble carpenter to embodying more fully the life and ministry of God's beloved. And just look what happens next. Immediately, Jesus begins to proclaim the kingdom of God has come near. It's here. It's now. It's not far off in the future, but there's a sense of urgency. People are called to make an immediate response to this good news, to repent and believe in the reality of the nearness of the kingdom of God, and then act accordingly. And so what does this mean for you and me? Well, we're invited to claim our status as God's beloved sons and daughters, a blessing that was conferred upon us with our baptism. We're called to claim our belovedness. So often people think Lent is about thinking about all our sins and dwelling on how we fail. Well, yes, we are called to repent. To repent, to change our ways of thinking, of believing, and of acting. But notice that Jesus doesn't say, think about all your failings and dwell upon them for a long time and tell yourself what a horrible, wretched person you are. No. He says, repent and believe in the good news. There's that sense of immediacy again. Repent. Do it now, and then move on to believing in the good news. Now, in Mark's gospel, we need to know that believing is equated with acting. There's no difference in Mark's world. Believing isn't a cerebral action. But once you believe, you put your money where your mouth is. Your actions show that, yes, indeed, the kingdom is near at hand now. And you and I, like Jesus, are called to proclaim the good news. This is the wonderful mission that Jesus has passed on, has entrusted to us. And so this Lent, let's reclaim our status as God's beloved and immediately pray and get past and pass over any temptations that hold us back from telling others about God's grace in our lives and in the world. Let's claim our belovedness, pass over from our ordinary lives to action-filled lives that proclaim the good news. And may we do it immediately.